For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. The Kentucky Prescription Drug Abuse Summit will be held today in Lexington. It's a statewide meeting designed to develop collaborations and strategies to deal with the growing problem of prescription drug abuse in the Commonwealth. Dan Modlin has more in this report.
As we reported in December in a special report on this issue, more people now die from prescription drug abuse each year in Kentucky than are killed in traffic accidents. Van Ingram is the executive director of the Kentucky Office of Drug Control Policy. He'll be one of the moderators for the panel discussions at the summit this afternoon.
It's a central Kentucky problem. It's an eastern Kentucky problem. It's a Kentucky problem.
Ingram lists some of the prescription products that are frequently found in autopsy reports in Kentucky.
The number one common drug that we're seeing time and time again is oxycodone products, and that could be OxyContin or oxycodone. But these are Schedule II painkillers. Most of them were developed for very serious pain. What we often see, though, is a combination of those drugs with drugs like Xanax and Valium used in combination. We also see a lot of alcohol and marijuana It seems in almost all these autopsy cases, there may be four or five substances on board, but the one causing the most damage or the one causing death is generally the more powerful, which is oxycodone.
Stephanie Collins is the public affairs officer for the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Kentucky. She says a number of people who are on the front lines in the fight against prescription drug abuse will be leading discussions at today's summit.
You know, I'm so glad to be able to talk to you about this morning, as well as just how excited the U.S. Attorney's offices are. We have the Eastern District and the Western District working together in conjunction with UK Med, because we know that this is not a problem that can only be solved by law enforcement alone. The success really requires this collaborative effort from healthcare, social services, regulatory, and education professionals. So this is a really unique opportunity for all of these agencies to come together for one full day, the first time we've had a statewide prescription drug abuse summit of its kind. And we're really here to share ideas, learn from each other, and figure out what it's going to take to stop what has become an epidemic, not only in Kentucky, but, you know, in communities across the United States. So we're very excited to announce this and to have such a great list of key speakers.
The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Florida, Governor Steve Beshear, the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Kentucky, David J. Hale, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Kentucky, Carrie Harvey, and the Deputy Chief of Staff of the National Office of Drug Control Policy are among the participants scheduled for today's summit.
We have panel discussions, which will include law enforcement. We'll hear from the prescription drug industry, and we will also hear from the medical community, from pharmacists, from those who are really working on the front lines of this almost epidemic, how it is affecting all the communities across Kentucky.
Stephanie Collins. Kentucky Attorney General Jack Conway will also be among the participants at today's summit. One of the issues he has focused on in recent months is the danger of buying prescriptions on the Internet.
The problem is that studies show about 65% of the pills shipped via Internet pharmacies are counterfeit. That means at best you've been scammed and you bought a sugar pill, or at worst some fella who thinks he's a chemist has shipped something really toxic potentially to you. So I counsel people never to ship, to go to an Internet pharmacy and try to get pills.
Today's summit will be held at the Chandler Hospital Pavilion in Lexington. Organizers of the event say they hope the activities today will lead to further collaborations to deal with the issue of prescription drug abuse in the Commonwealth. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.